The Shikshashtakam Prayers, Part 1. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, only the most fortunate will relish the mad words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were mixed with jubilation, envy, agitation, submissiveness, and grief, all produced by ecstatic loving emotions. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, he was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. Day and night, Sri Krishna Chaitanya tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with two associates, namely Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions, such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, and satisfaction. Sri Krishna Chaitanya would recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Sometimes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste. In great jubilation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means of salvation in this age of Kali. In this age of Kali, the process of worshipping Krishna is to perform sacrifice by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who does so is certainly very intelligent and attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. In this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself, accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Dava Agni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadanam Sarva Atma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. by performing congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, one can destroy the sinful condition of material existence, purify the unclean heart, and awaken all varieties of devotional service. The result of chanting is that one awakens his or her love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna and engages in Krishna's devotional service as if immersing in a great ocean of love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.